The Way of Forgiveness course follows six movements: receive, recognize, repent, release, repair, and rebuild. These movements are not a rigid formula. They provide a biblical framework for discerning faithful responses to sin, guilt, conflict, and relational wounds. The first movement is receive. Christian forgiveness begins by receiving God's grace. We remember that salvation is not earned through perfect behavior or emotional performance. Through Jesus Christ, repentant sinners receive mercy, cleansing, and a restored relationship with God. Receiving grace gives us a secure place from which to face the truth. The second movement is recognize. We honestly identify what happened. Was a sin committed? Was trust damaged? What was lost? What responsibility belongs to us? What responsibility belongs to another person? Recognizing the truth keeps us from minimizing wrongdoing, exaggerating our responsibility, or accepting false blame. The third movement is repent. When we have sinned, we turn toward God. Repentance includes recognizing our wrongdoing, confessing it without excuses, seeking forgiveness, changing direction, and making appropriate repair. Repentance is not the same as endless self-punishment. Christian repentance is filled with hope because Christ receives those who come to Him. The fourth movement is release. When someone has sinned against us, we release personal vengeance into the hands of God. Romans 12:19 says, "Don't seek revenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to God's wrath." Release does not mean that the offense was insignificant. It means we are no longer claiming the right to control the final judgment or personally repay the wrong. This release may need to be repeated whenever anger, bitterness, or painful memories return. The fifth movement is repair. When possible and appropriate, forgiveness moves toward faithful action. The person who caused harm may need to apologize, return something, correct a lie, repay a loss, or change a destructive pattern. The person who was harmed may need to communicate a boundary, seek support, report misconduct, or clarify what would be required before trust could be rebuilt. Repair must be shaped by truth, wisdom, willingness, and safety. The sixth movement is rebuild. Rebuilding may involve restored habits, stronger boundaries, renewed spiritual practices, healthier communication, or gradually reconstructed trust. Not every relationship will be restored to its previous form. Rebuilding sometimes means learning to live faithfully with appropriate distance. Imagine that a friend shared something private about you. You begin by receiving God's grace. You recognize the betrayal and the pain it caused. You repent of any sinful response of your own. You release revenge into God's hands. You consider what repair would be appropriate. Then you discern whether and how trust can be rebuilt, receive, recognize, repent, release, repair, rebuild. These movements help us avoid two dangerous extremes: pretending that nothing happened or allowing the offense to rule our lives. The way of forgiveness brings the entire situation before Jesus Christ. In His presence, we receive grace, tell the truth, accept responsibility, release vengeance, pursue wise repair, and rebuild our lives with hope.